Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 15th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Matt. How you doing, Matt?
Doing good. I figured make sure I get on a night podcast and then the following morning podcast. They didn't want you to think that I was weak. So just had to make sure that I got both of these in back to back. So I look as strong as I can be.
Yes. Nothing shows strength than talking about needing to show strength so that you're not weak. It definitely doesn't tell everyone what your weakness is by saying that you're afraid of looking weak.
Definitely
the right move there, Matt.
Yes. That's exactly what I'm going for here.
Yes, we are here to talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And there was a lot of weakness on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds yesterday. It was day 44 in the house. And the day before, day 43, it was looking like Corey was going to be backdoored. It was drama. Anthony was mad. Anthony was saying, whoa, you can't do this thing. You got to do this other thing. And Mark was like, I don't know, though. So Anthony, he kept at it. He talked to Mark the night before. And then early in the morning, he talked to Mark again on day 44. And he said to Mark, you cannot backdoor Corey. It's not a good move. You know, Adam and Damien are on the block. Adam won the veto. And now Adam's going to take himself down. So it's a matter of, is Mark going to put up Esty to get rid of Damien, or is he going to put up Corey to get rid of Corey? And Anthony says, you can't get rid of Corey. It's not good for us. Corey loves you, Mark. She loves you. She's so good with you. She'd never come after you. Never in a million years. And it's just, if you put her up, she won't even know what's happening. She'll be so upset. She'll feel so betrayed because she loves you so much, Mark.
Yeah, Mark's been up in the air kind of all week. We wanted more last night from the episode about what his plans were going to be this week. We knew obviously what his nominations were, but we didn't know what his final goal probably would be. And this whole week, it's kind of felt like he could be swayed either way. So Anthony, being the player that he is, came in. He made sure that he got inside Mark's head and is potentially going to get the result that he was hoping for. So Mr. Tough Guy Mark is not really sticking strong to any kind of set plans that he had. He's just kind of letting wherever the wind takes him, carry him, go, whatever.
Yeah. Mark says, look, here's the thing. You know, we've got a triple coming up. We need our star players feeling good. We need them to win. And they're making good points. The Corey is harder to beat. And so going into the triple, we need them feeling comfortable. We need them winning. We need them ready to win. And Anthony says, screw them. Screw Adam. You need to think about you, not Adam, not Dane. Think about you. You will be safer in the triple with Corey. You will be safer in the triple without Damien. And it doesn't matter if they win, because if Corey wins, she's going after Adam. That keeps you safe, Mark. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about the other players. They're not worrying about you. They're worrying about themselves. You need to worry about yourself, Mark. That's what you need to do. You know, Mark is like, you're right. I do. I need to worry about me.
Final eight, and we got to keep the team strong, is Mark's mentality. We got to keep the four boys. We got to keep our comp beasts out in front feeling comfortable. It's pretty crazy that we've gotten this far, and this is still Mark's mentality, you know, until Anthony comes in the room.
And this is Anthony is not Dr. Will in any way or capacity, but this is a Dr. Will strategy of manipulation. Is the devil on your shoulder no, this is what's best for you. Screw everyone else. You need to do what's best for you. And it's having a Dr. Will manipulation effect, too, where Mark is going along with it, thinking it's best for him, and everyone else sees the truth. But Mark is stuck in his own world because Anthony crafted it around him. You know, Anthony is telling you, this is what you need to do for you, Mark. This is your move for you. This is deep down what's best for your interests.
Yeah, I'm with you. I hate that we said, I said this a few weeks ago, I made a Dr. Will comparison, and I hate that we have to be like, he's not Dr. Will, because everyone's like, well, no one can be Dr. Will. Like, there's a certain thing that Dr. Will had about his game and about how he manipulated other people that obviously has not been replicated many times, any time since he played. I mean, you know, there have been other players that have had like things about his game that they've tried to replicate or been unsuccessful at. But Anthony has a lot of things about him that remind me of Will. And I don't know if it's going to make people upset to hear that, because obviously Dr. Will is such a beloved historic player, but there are a lot of similarities that I see.
Well, I will say that this is the only similarity I see, apart from also the terribleness in competitions.
It's the evil laugh is like he hasn't been doing it a whole lot lately, but the evil laugh that he had going for the first half of the season, when anytime someone walked out of a room and he was just dying at the camera, like that's what I initially saw.
Yes. I still think that his overall gameplay is more styled around Derek, but he does, of course, like anytime you get a player that's good at this, that's good at manipulation or that's good at positioning, it's going to remind you of past players who are also good at it, because being good at it tends to come from one angle or another. And I feel like most of those angles have been covered in the past. And so, you know, things like this are going to be reminiscent of other manipulative or strategic or whatever kind of players. And so this one in particular, it's very Dr. Will to be like, I know that you want to do what's in your own best interest. And it's something that Dane, despite being a very formidable competitor to Anthony, is not able to replicate in terms of like, this is what's best for you, Mark. He's more, this is what's best for us. This is what's best for the game. He can't make that sort of self-interested argument in the same way that Anthony is. And this is going to work on Mark. He says, you know, Adam, he's been a problem for us all season. He hasn't helped us at all. If Adam leaves, Adam leaves. That's not on you. You need to do what's best for you, Mark. And, you know, I think Anthony really believes this, despite the fact that, like, Adam is probably the single-handedly most important member of this alliance. Not only did he create it, but he kept Chelsea and Sam, who both won early HOHs, from targeting them, and won two HOHs himself. Anthony's been great in this alliance to help keep them safe, but Adam has been absolutely instrumental as well.
Yeah, and I said a couple weeks back that I was like, Adam is awful at this game, everything he's been doing is terrible, but I've come around. I think he's been doing a little better, but it's hard, you know, if you're putting the rankings together, obviously Anthony's staying at number one in terms of overall effectiveness. And you know, we talked a little bit last night about, does he have the jury votes or not? Remains to be seen. There's still, you know, a decent amount of season to play out. So hard to tell for sure. But in terms of, you know, like I said, overall effectiveness, getting his way, making sure that the moves are getting made that he wants to get made, and covering his ass for the next week, I guess Anthony's got to be the top spot for that.
Yeah. So he says, look, Dane understands that Adam is a problem too. And then Dane comes in, and Dane is like, yeah, but Corey.
Yeah.
We need to get Corey out. He tries to make this case that Corey needs to leave, that she's going to win competitions, so on and so forth. He doesn't want to let Corey control their fate. He wants to control their own fate. But the work that Anthony has put in is already set into Mark's mind, and he has flipped. He has now started to think, I would prefer if Corey stayed, because that's best for me. And the real, like, the insidiousness of this argument, of this sort of self-interested argument, is that now it's in Mark's brain. And so Mark is no longer up for grabs. He is now like owning the manipulation that Anthony did on him, and he is using it on other people, because he's trying to hide the fact that he's doing something that's in his own self-interest, and he's trying to pretend that it's something else, which means it's no longer up for debate. He's lying about his real reasons, which means nobody can actually disagree with his real reasons, and he's now manip- trying to manipulate them into being okay with something that that he's doing, which means it's done. It's a done deal. Nobody else can get in at this point.
Yeah, he's not weak. He wants you to know he's the one in control, and he's making this happen. He's not a weak player.
Yes. And Anthony says, I'm not going to sacrifice my own game for Adam. I'm not going to keep Damien in here coming after us. Adam joins as well. He pitches for Corey to go, but Mark is fully on board at this point. He says, I'll be screwed if Damien or Esty win. And Adam and Dan are like, no, Damien's not coming for you, dude. And he's like, I don't believe a word he says. He's a liar. Anthony told me so. He campaigned against me on the block, so he's a liar. I can't trust Damien at all. And, you know, Dane ultimately says, look, I'll support whatever you do, Mark. You know, I think this, I've said my piece. I'm not gonna, you know, keep pushing, but, you know what I think, but I'll support whatever you do, Mark. And you know, it's ultimately kind of decided here. It's probably going to be Esty that goes on the block.
Yeah. And just to go back like a second, in terms of Anthony talking about like, we're not playing for Adam. We're not going to make Adam's game any better. Anthony spent the entire first half of this game up until last week, with every single conversation that he had in the house revolved around Sam is this big target. Sam is this big player. Sam is the manipulator. Sam is this. Sam. And I mean, he was talking about Sam like all day yesterday, as if she was still in the house and, you know, we're trying to get her out again this week, which is not possible. She's in jury. Calm down, Anthony. But now that Sam is gone, it's like, what is he going to change up his entire style of the way he's playing the game by having like the focus be around one person? No, he just kind of shifted that to Adam. So now it's just, you know, it's not so much of the same because he's not trying to put the target on Adam like he was on Sam necessarily. But like he's putting all the attention on Adam and saying like, this is all Adam trying to make sure that he's not, you know, that he has Damien protecting him and that he, you know, he wants Corey out because Corey's going to go after him, but we can't worry about Adam. So, you know, it's clear to me that Anthony just needs to have the one person to just throw everything on. And that's going to keep going, I guess, until like next week, the week after, whatever it is.
Yeah. And I really am starting to think, you know, Anthony talked about potentially using Corey to take a shot at Adam. And of course, you know, Dane is like, yeah, cool. That's fine. And Mark was like, And so I think that Anthony, you know, we talked last night about how he was saying in the diary room that he really wanted that Final Four to happen. I think that he has shifted. I think that he is starting to think about maybe trying to betray the Pretty Boys. And I do think this is the right move for him. I think that his end game is a little messy right now. Getting to the end with those four guys, I don't know if Anthony can pull out a win at that point. He has to hope that Mark wins against Dane and Adam and then decides to take Anthony, both of which I don't think are near certainties. And that's his only win case, I think. And so that's really dangerous. He needs to figure something else out. That's why it's so vital for him to keep Corey around. And so now I do think that he needs to get Adam out of this game. Adam is too good at competitions. But even more importantly, he needs to get Dane out of this game, because Dane is also very good at competitions, and Dane is also a huge, massive jury threat who, at this point, I don't know if he'll even take Anthony to the final two. Just this morning, we'll get to the reasons why, but Dane is no longer saying by himself that he's going to take Anthony. He's starting to say, Mark is looking like a good option. So Anthony does need to turn on the Pretty Boys at this point, I think, and so it's looking like he might,
in a way, Corey is kind of becoming the new Sam. Dane is looking at Corey in the same way that he was looking at Sam. And, you know, props to you, Corey, for last week. Got to get Sam out, make this big move. Let's keep Dane safe because I have Dane so close and I'm working with Dane when Dane has spent the last 24 plus hours making sure that he can do anything that he can to get Corey up on the block. So props to you, Corey. You did a great job with your HOH week. Really proud of you. I don't even know what I was saying, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, Mark is going to talk with Esty. Esty says that she'd be willing to vote Damien out, blah, blah, blah. They talk about the triple. I'm so excited for this week to not be a triple. And then, like, hopefully we don't get one more week of them talking about this. But I bet they're going to be like, oh, wow, I guess it's 7-4. Who knew? Triple next week.
Yes.
So we might have a whole other week of triple talk. But then when it's a double and not a triple, then we'll finally stop hearing about the triple at final six or whatever.
I have to hope that they realize that they're not, I mean, that stupid. They know how many days that they're going to be in the house for, you know, give or take a day or two. So they have to know with the, like, if you just do the simple math after the triple doesn't happen this week, you have to know that the double is coming next week and it won't be a triple. But, you know, I don't know.
Just stop with the triple talk.
Maybe that's also wishful thinking that they'll stop talking about.
So, she says she's willing to turn on Dane at the final five, Esty. I think she might actually be a little serious about that. But this conversation is not great because she's trying to get Corey on the block. She's trying to pretend that she's willing to vote Damien out, but also saying at the same time that Damien should stay and that Corey should go, which, again, this is, she did an admirable job when she knows what she, like, her ultimate goal is, but this is not good for Damien that she is trying to campaign for him. Mark knows that she's against him, and anything that she says, you know, he's going to want to do the opposite, basically. Mm-hmm. And so right after this conversation, Anthony's going to come in and talk to Mark and really just hammer this home, make sure it's firmly in place. He says, hey, we're the two expendable ones. Dane and Adam, we're expendable to them. We need to stand up for ourselves and keep ourselves safe. That's what we need to do. Because Anthony, he knows how to talk to Mark. He knows Mark's weak spots here. You gotta stand up for yourself, Mark. You gotta, be a big man. Stand up for yourself against these other two guys. We don't need to be afraid of them. We're alphas. We're alphas. We ride with wolves. We're lions. Corey's a number for us. And Mark is like, yeah, you're right. I mean, they keep coming to me saying that Corey is dangerous because she's going to win. She's going to win these competitions and whatever. And it's like, I can't tell them, like, yeah, she's dangerous for you, not me. And that's, again, this is what nails it in the coffin for me. This is not going to change because Mark has a reason that he's not going to tell anyone about. And when you have a reason that you're not going to tell anyone about, you're never going to change your mind. That's what firmly places beliefs inside of you. And he is firmly in the belief that, that Corey is good for him and he's not going to tell anyone about it. So he can't be convinced otherwise. And there you go.
Yeah, when Mark was putting up Adam on the block, a lot of the things he was saying to people was, I'm not going to let Adam bully me out of this one. I'm not going to let him strong arm me into doing what he wants to do and whatever. So Anthony's taking that and he's running with it. He's making, you stand strong. You're a lion, whatever the hell he's trying to tell him to amp him up and say, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're doing the right thing. You're not letting anyone push you around. And it's obviously becoming very effective, which is funny because last week, the week before, Mark has been somebody who's been on to Anthony. Mark has been somebody who's been like, Anthony's not been on the block. Anthony's not seeming like he's going to go on the block anytime soon. He kind of puts that out there every once in a while, but he's falling right into the mist himself this week. So he doesn't have any right to say anything going forward.
Yeah. And really, again, I think it comes down to the fact that Anthony kept him safe last week. Anthony didn't, Anthony brought him in with Corey. Like, Anthony has been doing these things for him, whereas Adam put him on the block, basically. Adam didn't even use the veto on me. And it always comes back to that. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So Dane and Adam are going to have a conversation talking about, Dane lets Adam know, I think it's pretty much a done deal at this point, but we should sit and talk about it as a group again. Adam thinks that people are going to look back at this HOH and say it was a joke. This was a joke, that Mark is a joke, as Kim says in the chat, and that it's like nobody's going to respect this. And I think he's right.
Well, he's right about this HOH and last HOH and the one before that and the one before that and pretty much almost all of them.
But here's a difference, though, between the Sam HOH, the Corey HOH, the Chelsea HOH. They were in the dark for a lot of things. They were not in power. Mark knows the entire layout of the house. He had the ability to make any move that he wanted. He knows where all of the pieces lie and what will happen with those pieces if he makes certain moves. And so the fact that he is also making such a terrible move for himself, and it's really not even that bad of a move. It's just the way that he's the way that he's doing it, it makes it honestly so much worse. I think this is probably the worst HOH reign we've seen all season long. And that's saying something.
Well, I mean, you know, he's obviously part of the Pretty Boys, and he's somebody who does. I mean, I agree that he has an idea of how the house is situated with everybody right now, but he doesn't have it nearly as good as like an Anthony or a Dane. Like he has for the past few weeks, he's had SD and Damien kind of like hanging around him. And he, you know, he went to them for votes, even though they were going to vote for Kiki or whatever. But he's tried to build something with them. But at the end of the day, he has not had the strong, like read on what they're doing in that. And that's why he wants Damien to go this week. He's been trying to make something happen with Damien. Damien doesn't talk game, and Damien, you know, they don't reassure each other as often as a lot of other people in the house tend to. So he didn't come into this week knowing where Damien and Esty pretty much sit in the house. That, you know, he knows that they're with Dane, or he knows that they're with each other, but he wasn't able to read that they would probably be with him over other people. And, you know, he's, you know, messing up here by making this final move today.
Well, the problem is that all these other HOHs, all these other players, you know, the effectiveness of the brigade formula is that they all rely on their guy in the Pretty Boys for all of their information. So they're, you know, their world is crafted by Anthony or Dane or even Adam. So they're operating on a different game board. Mark knows the whole game board, but for whatever reason, like, he has access to all of the information. He can go to each one of the guys, he can go to each one of the players, and he can get all the information he wants. But for some reason, he is only taking Anthony's information as fact and saying the other information isn't fact. Yeah. Anthony has convinced him that his information is good. And so he has somehow wandered into the same bubble that Corey is in. And he's like, oh, wow, this looks nice. I'm a lion in this bubble. And the information from outside that bubble is not getting through to him. He's like willingly gone into the sheep status of the rest of the players. And he's one of Anthony's flock, and everyone else in the house sees it.
Yes, I mean, yeah, I think we were talking a little bit more last week about maybe he, you know, his stock was rising, and he looked like somebody that if he could find his way there, you know, he knew his days, which we knew before he even won this HOH comp that he's been working on his days. He's had this rap going for a while now, but, you know, it seems like he is kind of turning into a little bit of a goat as of now, as of somebody that, like, let's keep him around still because we can probably beat him in the end because no one's going to vote for him.
Yeah, I mean, I would have said last week, Mark, probably a decent investment in the stock watch.
Thanks, ooh. I did that.
Ooh.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the funeral of my stock watch. It is done. Congrats, everybody else.
Yes, I've made a lot of money on Mark along the way here.
So did I. That week we both like doubled up on him, and now I'm going to double down on it, or whatever the opposite is.
It's rough. It's rough. Sorry. So Mark is going to join this conversation between Adam and Dane. Adam says, look, man, one conversation with Anthony and you change your mind. Like, come on. You're so obviously controlled by Anthony. And Mark's response is, I don't want to have this conversation with Anthony. I'm going to go get him.
Yeah. Good he look. Feels more comfortable with him in the room. You got to make sure that you have your hype man by your side. Yeah.
So Anthony joins, and Mark, and they start arguing again. Mark again brings it back to, you know, Adam, you didn't use the veto on me. You left me to die on the block. You left me to die. What an asinine decision, Adam.
Feel bad.
Yeah. So bad. What are you doing, Mark?
He's emotional.
They eventually, though, they talk some more, blah, 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 blah. They eventually get down to agreeing, okay, it's going to be Damien. That's fine. Whatever. Corey's only going to put one of us on the block. You'll keep Adam safe. No, they won't. Fine. It's going to be Damien.
Well, yeah, I mean, at this point, Damien, you know, this was bound to bite him in the butt. Eventually, he's been kind of coasting through the game, not really latched onto anybody. He's had some connections. But, like, I mean, even his closest connection at this point is probably Esty. And it's not like they're any kind of, like, like in the way that like an Anthony or Corey are like ride or die. Like if Damian and Esty needed to split apart, you know, this is what bothered me a few weeks ago, because Damian and Corey had gotten close. And then the entire week of Corey's HOH, like Damian barely talked to Corey. And then all of a sudden Corey couldn't trust Damian anymore. So it's, you know, I was ragging on Damian's game a lot last night, but it's the fact that he has been so weak in the game and not talked to people, not made strong enough relationships. It's going to catch up with him this week.
I will be fair to Damian in that regard, that he did try to talk to Corey a lot, but she was always with Anthony, and Anthony would shut down any conversation as soon as Damian joined. Anthony knew what he was doing, and he surgically removed Damian from Corey's game. And so I can't, you know, I mean, do I wish you were better? Yes, but he was up against a brick wall in Anthony, and Anthony's very good at what he does.
Yeah.
But yes, this looks very weak for Mark to be taking out Damian, who is a very weak player in the game. And it's just not a good, look. Adam is going to talk to Kira and let Kira know we tried, but Mark he's going to put Esty up, and they're super annoyed. They're like, oh my God, Mark is delusional. He's putting up Corey because he's hoping that he's keeping Corey because he's hoping that Corey will take you out, Adam. But it's a weak move. It probably won't work because you'll still probably win and take Corey out. And it just makes him look scared, like a little man. And there's no way he's going to win in the end.
Yeah. And, what are they going to do at this point? Dana's pushed. He's tried. Adam's not getting anywhere. Adam's the last person who Mark's going to let get his way this week. And, every time they get in the room with Anthony, he reassures them, Corey's fine. So like, what else is there left to say besides like throwing it all out there and saying, you know, if Dane made this, like, this is what you need to do, like put his foot down. And, he'd be wasting a lot of, it's just not worth it for him.
Yes, Adam does say, you know, maybe we'll find some kind of power, and maybe we can make something else happen this week if we find some kind of power. So it does seem like Adam is willing to use a power if he finds one to change the outcome of this week. We don't know what power it might be, if it is a power or if it's just some kind of advantage or video or Marsha task even. And we don't even know if it's going to happen this week, though I would suspect it would, because next week is probably going to be a double. They don't usually do doubles and twists in the same episode. So I would expect that it's this week, but it might not be an eviction thing. Maybe it's next week for the veto. Who knows? But the point is, Adam is willing to seemingly use it this week if he gets it, to change the outcome here. It doesn't matter what Mark says. He's gonna do something.
The power is gonna be, hey Adam, you get to pick this week's hapnots, and Canada gets to vote on one of them. You get to pick two of them.
Yeah, Kira's gonna go to Mark and tell him, it seems like this move is based in fear. You're just scared of Anthony, and you're just doing what he wants. Why don't you make a bigger move, Mark? And Mark is like, no. That's not what it is. It's not. Kira, very upset with Mark. Dane is also going to pitch to Mark again late at night that Corey needs to go. She needs to go, but it's not going to work.
That's the theme of the day. I mean, at least Kira is somebody who can push a little more, and they can afford to push more, because Mark has Kira on the complete bottom of his list of who he would potentially put up this week. And I think that pretty much did get back to Kira. I think like day one of this week, Kira was like, yeah, I know I'm safe this week. I know I'm like making it through to the next round. So if Kira wanted to keep pushing to make this, possibly happen, they probably could have. But I mean, again, this goes back to, you know, at the end of the day, Anthony's going to get his way.
Yeah. So that's going to pretty much end the day. But basically what's happening here, because there are a lot of conversations here and there. Obviously, Dane had been pushing for Corey to go up, but Dane decided to strategically take a retreat here at the start of the day when it seemed like Anthony had already flipped Mark back over. I think he understood that this was a losing battle, that Mark was no longer even bringing up reasons that made sense, and he couldn't argue against them despite the points that he was making. And so Dane decided to say, you know what, it's fine, I'll support whatever you do, conceding, essentially surrendering the battle, saying, you know, Anthony, you've won this one, you get to keep Corey, that's fine. But Dane is trying to, I think, win the war here, where he has now positioned himself in between the two groups of the pretty boys, and one of these things is, I think, as well, that Anthony has been talking about, you know, again, using Corey to take out Adam because of Adam's behavior. So Dane is jumping on this and saying, okay, this is great. Anthony's going to go after Adam. I guarantee you, if Dane needs to use this information, if Adam is an HOH somewhere down the line at Final Five, Final Four, Dane is absolutely going to bring this up to Adam that Anthony was in fact trying to take him out with Corey. So he can sit in the middle between those two, and be fine there. And really, as much as Anthony does need Corey, it's still kind of tenuous. He needs Corey not only to stay, but to win next week, because if Corey doesn't win next week, she's gone. Yes. Every single person in the house is going after Corey. Mark can't play, Anthony can't win, and everybody else is going to target Corey. She's basically a goner next week, if she doesn't win. And so, you know, I think that Dane made the correct decision to take this, to retreat a little bit here, and to not push too hard and let Adam do the pushing, and have Adam be there out in the spotlight. And hey, if he can get Damien to stay, that would be great. But if he can't, he's also still in a pretty decent position as long as he doesn't screw it up.
And like we said, they're playing, you know, we said this last night, they're playing for the triple. So Dane thinks that if there's a triple on Thursday, you know, if Corey has to stay in the house because everybody's going to refuse or at least Mark's going to refuse to put her up in the first place, you know, hopefully Anthony and Corey will both be on the block in the triple because they're such a strong duo and we have to get them out. Dane's looking at it now as, you know, he'll still have Esty. He has Adam firmly in his corner because Adam is not, you know, getting along well with Mark. And I feel like Dane and Adam feel like closer than they've probably been in a while now that Sam's out of the picture as well. And Dane still has, Kira is still in Adam's corner, and Dane and Kira have been working on their relationship a little bit. So I feel like Dane, you know, still knows that he has numbers kind of all around. Like you said, he's kind of firmly in the middle. So I agree that I think it's good that he backed off. Damien had to go eventually. He, you know, it's not like Damien was in his final two plans. So, you know, it's kind of like, this isn't what I wanted, but whatever.
Yes. So some things that have been happening this morning, these mornings have been very wild lately. So I can give you, some amount of things here. Somebody said, Tracy in the chat says, Dane fired up the house this morning and then goes to Mark to stroke his ego. Yes, that's basically exactly what he did. Dane, lit a fire in the house this morning, telling, basically everyone that, yep, Mark he's putting up Esty, but maybe we can change his mind. Let's go and talk to him and try to convince him. Dane tried to push on Mark again. He got Damien to go up to Mark, and Damien is pissed. Damien's calling Mark a coward, saying, really, this is your big move, big man, to take me out of the game? I can't even put a puzzle together. Esty is going up to Mark saying, you don't have my jury vote. You don't have Damien's jury vote. You don't have Kira's. You don't have Sam's. You know, you are not going to win this game, Mark. You've got Kira running out to Mark saying, you're fragile. You're a little man, Mark. You can't even make a move. And Mark is just like, I don't want to talk about it, Kira. Everybody is just so mad at Mark. I just genuinely feel like this singular HOH has demolished any chance he has of winning the jury.
And I mean, he's doing it to himself. It just his approach to the conversation. He's been a socially awkward guy the entire season. He's not great at having conversations. So it just even the way that he talked to Damien and Esty this morning when they came in the room, it wasn't even like they couldn't even sit on the couch before he was like, Esty, I'm putting you up. And I was like, ease into it a little bit, like have a little bit of like, hey, I'm really sorry. I really don't want to do this, but I have to put you on the block because I want this and I really don't want to go after, but he was just like, you're going up. I'm sorry. Damien's the target. You're the pawn. And that's it. And she's like, all right, F you. I'm out of here. Bye. And he did, you know, he just doesn't have like, he doesn't have the swag to make it like not as awkward as it is. So everybody's just getting pissed off at him. And Damien's the most fired up I've seen him in 44 days.
Yeah, and Damien and Kira, they're all telling Dane about like all the things they're saying about Mark, and Dane is just laughing, and then Dane will go to Mark and be like, hey man, stay strong, buddy. And then he'll walk away and be like, not really though.
Yeah, Dane was like firing them up last night in the have not room. He was talking to Esty and Damien all night, like, I'm so effing annoyed that this guy is trying to make a stupid move and he shouldn't be doing this. And he's like trying to explain all the pitches he made to Mark. And he's like, but he's still doing it. And he was firing them up last night. So he's continuing it this morning. But I noticed the same thing. Like, he was, he was like pushing Damien to be fired up, but then he was just kind of laughing and like enjoying the show at the same time. I was like, Dane, control your facial reactions because they're a little telling.
Yeah. Dane also said in the pantry by himself with all this going on, he's like, wow, what a coward Mark is. Perfect person to take to the final two. And this is what I'm talking about where, you know, again, like Anthony won this battle, but at what cost? Because Dane taking Anthony to the final two was one of Anthony's best bets because Anthony can't take himself unless he studies more, which he's been trying to, but he's still just so bad at this, which means he needs people to take him to the final two. And now Dane is almost definitely going to take Mark. Dane has been talking about how Anthony is too good at this game. Anthony just beat him again in one of these battles for Corey. I think he's realizing he can't take Anthony. Mark is now perfect because nobody respects him. Nobody is going to vote for Mark. And so Dane is like, yeah, I'm going to take Mark. Mark and Dane beats Mark. Maybe unanimously, probably not. Maybe like at least 5-2.
Right. So, I mean, you know, as much as we're going to talk about how Mark is at an awful HOH week, obviously I'm down with that. I agree. In terms of like surviving and lasting a little longer into the game, he set himself up pretty well. He's taking out somebody who doesn't win competitions. And, you know, it's obviously not the most ideal situation for him to get votes in the end, but there's still some game left to play. He's protected by the people who do win comps. Corey said, you know, Corey will keep him safe next week, which I do think she would honor for sure if she came into power. You know, Dane wants to keep him. I guess Adam would probably put him on the block, you know, just to give him a little payback or whatever. But I don't know. I feel like in terms of at least surviving next week or surviving the triple, that's not actually happening. He's got that going for him. So maybe that's, I don't know, something.
Mark came into this week saying, I don't want to just float to the end. I want to make big moves. I want to stand up for myself, show that nobody can walk all over me. I want to be respected in this house. I want to forge my own path to the end. And he is leaving this week unintentionally strengthening his argument as a final two goat that can't win the game, but will get second place.
That's exactly what you said he wanted, right? That's what he was going for at the start of the week.
I'm pretty sure he's successfully managed to do the opposite of what he wanted.
Well, I wanted to enjoy this season and I've been doing the opposite.
Yes. You know,
sorry, I didn't mean to go so dark,
but I do want to, like, Mark, he is doing, again, keeping Corey is the right move for Mark. It's the way that he's keeping Corey that is disastrous for his game. And the fact that he is going to get to the final two, or is even more likely to get to the final two now, is still good for him. You know, it's not the worst thing in the world. There are still a few weeks left in the game to win the respect of some of the jury members. And maybe they do get mad at people like Dane or Anthony. Maybe you never know. You never know what that jury might eventually do. I would not say he's in a better position than when he's, I would say he's in a much worse position than when he started this week, because he was already set to get to the end game and he had a lot better of a chance of winning the jury prior to this week. It's just really hard to see. I really can't see Kira voting for him. I really can't see Sam already is voting for him. And I really can't see Damien or Esty voting for him. And that's four votes right there. And I don't even know who of them changes. So it's a tough one.
Well, when I bought all the Mark stock, it was in hopes that he wouldn't win the HOH this week. It's like, you know, you buy your stock and you're like, all right, well, if one person wins HOH, this might not be great. But in every other scenario, I feel pretty good this week. So the one scenario happened. So great, great job, Mark. Really, really appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah. So that's what's been going on. It's a lot of nonsense, but I still continue to find this Anthony versus Dane thing very interesting. You know, you got more faith in Anthony as a player and his effectiveness, but his path to the end is a lot trickier. Whereas Dane has played a little bit more of a long game and has an easier path to the end, but keeps losing these battles along the way. Can't really can't he can't stomp Anthony out. Anthony keeps staying alive with these moves, keeping Corey around.
First Kiki, you know, goes out, and now Damian. So, I mean, it could only be a matter of time before Esty's the next one. If Corey wins this HOH and she targets Esty, you know, puts up Esty and Adam, and next thing you know, Anthony wants to keep the pretty boys to the end, and the votes are there to take out Esty. Now Damian's down to nothing. So, not Damian, Dane's down to nothing. So, well, you know.
Thing is, though, he's starting to pick up Kira. You know, Kira is certainly Adam's, but also Dane's to some extent now.
Yeah.
Dane was talking to Kira this morning and talking about, like, oh, if Corey wins the triple, it's probably going to be me and Adam going out on the same night. And Kira's like, no, because Kira doesn't feel like they can really win the game. Kira genuinely wants Adam to win the game. And if Adam can't win, they want Dane to win. They want Adam or Dane to win the game. And they're going to be really upset if Dane and Adam leave on the same night because they don't want Anthony or Mark or one of these other, or Corey, to win the game. And so, you know, Dane really does have Kira to some extent, as long as he doesn't lose them in the same way that Anthony lost them, because Anthony had them at one point as well, but certainly not anymore. So, and Kira is the more likely person to get to the final five with them.
Is Kira like our new Karen? Like, Kira is not really playing for the win, kind of just playing for their team to get all the way down and defeat the enemy.
I don't think nearly, like, not nearly as much. Like, I don't think Kira would actively sabotage their own game in the way that that Karen did. I think that Kira will still try to go for the win, but recognizing that they don't have much of a shot, you know, I think that they have favorites that they would like to win if they can't.
And like, so, they're such a pawn. Like, they're, you know, it's a non-threat thing. Like Mark was saying, Kira's not going on the block this week, which is pretty much how people felt about Karen at this point. Why are we going to put up Karen and take Karen out at this point? She's not beating us in any comps.
Yeah, and like I don't think Kira would take Adam or Dane to the final two if they won the final three HOH. I think they would probably go for somebody like Mark if they felt like they could beat Mark.
Yeah,
I don't think they would do the Corey thing or the Cody thing. But you never know. They could be like, you know what? If I'm wrong and I can't beat Mark, I really don't want Mark to be the winner, so I'll just take Adam. I could absolutely see that too. So who knows?
Yep. Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. So that's what we've got for you this morning.
I just had a pool ball get hit in my ear.
What?
Feeds just came back on, so they're playing pool, and I thought you had a pool table in your house or something.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, the feeds have been down. I probably for the veto ceremony. That's again going to be pretty early, because it was early last week as well. But normally it's a lot later in the day. So we'll see if the ceremony happened, but doesn't really matter because it seems like Mark is pretty locked in. But I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, we will update the stock watch. Matt is in trouble. Mary's in some trouble.
Oh, yeah.
The updaters are not doing well in the stock watch, I guess.
Yeah, I had a good run. I felt pretty good for a couple of weeks, and it is what it is.
Yeah.
I still have Anthony in a draft of mine, so
there you go.
I got something.
So yes, I guess the ceremony did happen, is what I'm hearing, and it seems like Esty is in fact on the block. I think.
I think Mark was saying earlier that the ceremony was like pretty imminent. So
yeah,
if they were down for an hour, I would say that Esty has been put up on the block by now.
So there you go. All right, so. Tonight, again, 9 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to release the survey for the roundtable after this podcast. I will tweet it out. At Armstrong Taren is where you can find that. You can rate the players. You want to rate the players this week. You want to have fun with this, right? You want to be a part of this. So make sure you go and do that. And we'll also talk about the week. We'll talk about all of the strategy in more detail, the Dane versus Anthony stuff, and all of that greatness. So tune in tonight, and then of course Thursday night we will be back to recap the eviction episode of Big Brother Canada 7, where we'll likely see Damian go home. And also note, I said tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern. That's not the case.
Darren's got transportation.
Yes, I am heading to Philly tomorrow. So tomorrow morning, it's going to be early, an early update, 9 a.m.
Whoa. Eastern.
I am going to be doing the update. So 9 a.m., we're going to get that out, and then I'm going to head to Philly. And then from that point on, probably 11, but we'll see.
We'll see. Thursday night, we'll see. We'll play it by ear.
So
see how many people show up in the background and whatnot. That's always the fun part.
Yes. So there you go. 9 a.m. Eastern tomorrow, and it'll probably be, you know, a truncated update. Unless there's like tons of stuff that went down, because I'm not going to be able to help myself. But still,
hey, you know, this season, not. Plenty of days with tons of stuff going down. That's BB Can 7 for you.
Yeah, seems like the week is going to start to slow down at this point. We're just going to have to wait for Damien to leave before we get some more new stuff. So we'll see. But tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. You can find me on Twitter again at @ArmstrongTaren. Make sure you fill out that survey. You can find Matt at @MattLaGorie. And I will see you next time.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.